It wasn't that long ago in the Gospel readings, that Peter the Apostle almost drowned when he tried to walk on water, but lost his courage. Today, Jesus gives him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He even calls Simon Peter the rock, not as in that which sinks in water, but as in something solid, stable, secure. As a carpenter and the earthly son of Joseph, also a carpenter, house construction was something that Jesus knew a lot about. Earlier in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says this: "Everyone who hears my word and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on rock. When the rains came and the winds blew and buffeted that house, it did not collapse, for it had been set on rock." Something for us to remember next time we have a tropical storm. When Jesus begins to talk about building a church, his church, it is no surprise that he pays close attention to the foundation. The church, too, must be built upon something solid, secure, stable. It must be built on rock, Petra in Greek. Simon Peter in today's gospel is that rock. He is Petra. His name, Peter, literally means rock. And yet, Peter would seem to be the most unlikely choice as the foundation for the Church of Christ. The Gospels do not conceal any of Peter's flaws. He is outspoken, impulsive, often weak, a shaky rock, so to speak, a flawed character who ran for his life when Jesus was arrested and needed him most. But in this passage, in this gospel, Peter is heroic, courageous, confident, and so insightful. He is that rock. He is Peter because he understood and he acknowledged who Jesus really is. Not John the Baptist, not even a great prophet like Elijah or Jeremiah, but Jesus was nothing less than the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This is the kind of faith, rock-like faith, that Jesus can build a church upon. Peter was the first of the disciples to have that kind of faith. Of course, that kind of faith is a revelation from God. And Jesus says so in this gospel. It comes from above, he says. No mere mortal could have thought of this on his own. That's the way it is with faith. Faith is a gift. It's an inspiration. It comes from God. We can accept it or reject it like any gift. Peter accepted it and spoke it confidently. Eventually, many years later, would give his life for it. Yes, Peter, the fisherman, the apostle, Peter, the sinner, Peter, the saint. What does this tell us? It says that no matter how flawed and limited Peter might have been, God could and would use him to bring the gospel of grace to the world. The whole history of our church is peppered with people who were not exceptionally brilliant, whose characters were seriously defective, and some of them had personal lives that were quite disastrous. And yet, they had an immense influence on the church and the world. People like Peter and Paul and Augustine, Mary Magdalene and Father Sarah and Teresa of Avila. God uses unlikely people to proclaim the gospel and build the kingdom. Maybe God even prefers them. Perhaps it's the flawed ones, the broken ones, forgiven and saved, who can best speak about the power of God's grace. The story of Peter forces us to realize that sometimes the unlikeliest people can teach us, can touch us with the power of God. How often God uses a child or a stranger to prod us, awaken us, enlarge our vision, alter our perspective, lead us in a different direction. And here's the best news. We also can be rocks when it comes to faith. Yes, we can. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly expresses God's desire to be in partnership with people. No matter what their weaknesses or limitations might be. The message is clear. God's love always challenges us to be more than we think we are. God saw in Peter something that Peter could never see in himself. God in Jesus looked right through Simon Peter's confusion and weakness and sinfulness, and he saw the rock upon which he would build his church.